Verse 116.
Okay. This is a continuing our practice of self and others exchanging the position and taking and giving the good practice. So here is saying, after you have done some help and you don't want to return or something, expect something in return. This is a genuine help or genuine kind of giving those kind of practice. It's quite also important. So there's, when I work for others' sake, there's, there are, there will be no sense of a lasting self-regulation. It is just as when I felt feed myself. I don't expect to be rewarded. I think this understanding when people want to something in return is visible and invisible normally. If people giving something for a genuine reason, sometimes it's for their own fame or something, sometimes mixed. It's not purely altruistic or selfish kind of a motivation, but maybe it's a kind of a multi-aspect of these. But here, encouraging us, say that if you help others, there is no further kind of a self-interest in hiding behind of this genuine kind of appearance, genuinely help others, help other people. So not expecting something good coming back, even like in a Buddhist practice, more often we're talking about merits or these. And saying, after you do this good thing, then you will be kind of rewarded in karma, or you will be kind of a better future. That's maybe true, but if we just seeking for this, then it's considered as a more selfish motivated kind of activities. So maybe we are saying, what's it called? Planned, calculated, then of course, human mind quite smart, and think many dimensions, and that's all. But there is a kind of genuine kindness, guided motivation, or self-interest kind of guided in motivation. There is a demarcation of those two. There are a lot of people also very genuine. You said if you feed yourself, you want to reward. Feeding is rewarding already. Similarly, you're helping others, that is already good action. So you don't need to expect return something from others. If you maybe we can try first 1, 2, 3,
sure.
And then we'll thank you.
Therefore, just as I defend myself from even slight discouragement, likewise for beings I shall now be used to have a mind protective and compassionate.
Thank you. Even those it's like we are defending for ourselves from small kind of harmings, even something somebody said, something to you, and then you will take more serious about these words and related to ourselves. Even from front or back, if you hear somebody say something, you will open your eyes and open your ear to want to listen more. Say, what did he say or she said to me? And then think these are more. And they said, It's a life that you should taking care of others, like you using like real attention or likewise being a show, you know, goal used to have a mind protected with compassion. Maybe self, if someone say it's a very good or something talking about you, very good, sometimes then people are happy. If some people say, oh, they're talking very badly towards you, they're upset. But if you're in the same situation, if you say, oh, somebody said to this person very badly, maybe you don't have much feeling, or you say, oh, I rejoice about it. If you say somebody said this is a very good person, somebody said to another person is very good, you may be good, happy or unhappy, you don't know. But they have said before, genuine motivation about help others, then you also said when people say something irrelevant to somebody, or totally kind of misunderstanding this person or something, you also felt wanted to help. That's why I said, visible or invisible separation of the people's kind of relationship. Generally, if they are doing very bad thing, like terrorists or something, of course you can separate there. That's a good. Otherwise, the normal situation, people try to harmonize relationship, family relationship, or friends, or any kind of country. So take yourself as a little example to help others or protect others.
Yes, this is why the Lord Paramahamsa, out of great compassion, blessed his name, that those caught in the midst of multitudes might be released and free from every fear.
And then this is a specially practice of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas also possess great compassion. They have already in their deeds or showing that they tirelessly, limitless aspiration to help sentient beings. But especially Avalokiteshvara or Avalokite, it's a kind of manifestation of a Buddha's compassion, Buddha compassion, representing in his name and deeds. Of course, we can name any others kind of different name, but the name is just name. But the Buddha's different eight qualities using different names in Bodhisattva. As we say, Manjushri represent wisdom, Vajrapani represent Buddha's capability or power, or be able to serve sentient beings. All the others, it's the same, blessing and aspiration and qualities, many kind of Bodhisattvas named by these purpose. And then in Chinese words and Tibetan, I think there are Avalokiteshvara or Avalokite has two aspects of the name. One is said she, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara in Tibetan, and in India there's a male woman born as a male characters or Bodhisattva. And in China and other countries, Vietnam, it's a female characters. So it doesn't matter, the Bodhisattva or beyond of a female. It's needed for sentient beings in the manifestation, any forms, it's more helpful. Sometimes it's another kind of character, and sometimes it's a helping people free from fear, in China, there is also fishermen often worship one kind of type of guan, Kaishang Guan, because used to fishermen go fishing. It's sometimes the weather prediction is poor, maybe due to many reasons. I think it's difficult. So using this, so these one is Guan Zizai. Worship means like total freedom. It means he or she has already attained enlightenment. And then Guan Pusa, more like when you say like hearing or seeing the sentient beings are suffering and are willing to help. So most Bodhisattva statues are not sitting or posture is standing more standing in the Amitabha's right side, left side, or you can see refugee tree, they're also standing, not sitting. There's a sitting form also too, but generally that's the same like a servant ready to help already then laying or down or something. So these are aspects of compassion. So Bodhisattva or Buddha always have these major two qualities. One is self kind of realization, and then the deeds or actions which is able to help sentient beings. So already enlightened and also serving with the compassion, serving sentient beings. And then also people from the practice realization and also this is I think more generally in the religious practice often have these kind of blessings that is saying even you reading or chanting recite in this name of Avalokiteshvara also help you peace in your mind. That's true. And also sometimes many negative forces or negative influences also can eliminate with in your dream. If you have a terrible dream, if you can remember these his mantra or name, the negative dream also stops. And then also some practitioners, which are famous one is Tang Xuanzang, journey to the west, the monk from 7th century, famous traveler or pilgrimage person, also translator, great master, Tang Xuanzang. He said in his biography, he went through Xinjiang and the territory area. There's a very big scent, desert. And he saw some ghosts lighting and some very terrifying himself with a horse in maybe 200 kilometers, more people, maybe more, a big desert. And then he said when he recite, people, he was terrified by those, seeing this image. And then if something light and going on and then something very close to him, he feared first and then second he stabilized his mind and then prayed to the Avalokiteshvara and then kind of lights or these disappeared. There is a sound also too very loud, he said. These are unusual personal experience, but also I also heard many people have a different kind of experience or stories. Some are my friends and relatives. Also, those cannot explain by normal situation, normal kind of, it's a not shared experience, so I cannot say much. But those happens. And then many sutras and also said, you will recite something you were faithful towards, some name. I think this also in theistic religion also have these, and many people because of this kind of a powerful mantra or name, then they were healed and protected. And then some unusual kind of experience enhance their faith towards God or something happens. And so I think that here in Buddhist practice we do have a same. So when we recite or remember, even you don't have, not necessary to recite something, but you can recite mantra, Mani Padme Hum, like a six-syllable mantra. In Chinese words also, we use normal branches, and it's homage towards Guan Yin, the Avalokiteshvara. And then in this, even said in a dying process or after, kind of in a medium, intermediate to the next life, you can kind of achieve something higher ground, or you're not terrified or lost in this image. So this is said that it's a kind of a special meaning, and also have a aspiration by Avalokiteshvara said that in future lives a sentient being who recite my name, I will immediately kind of appear and to eliminate their fear. And this already mentioned in different sutras. In fact, one week ago, I think, I also, in a dream, something kind of a little bit, not fighting, but it's doing something. And, one corner, more dark, and some seemingly like a negative force or something there. And then they were taking some people into that. And these are more religious experiences, I think. But I, myself, I'm still okay. I think I didn't suck through this kind of room, like, blow me into that corner. But, and also some three people, I know someone inside, and also shifting, slowly floating, kind of flowing to the dark corner. And I'm a little bit kind of worried, and then I recite another mantra. I didn't recite actually, but I heard something like Rupa Masandara's mantra, and immediately these people back to the position of the origin of peace ground, peaceful and good environment. And then also kind of a tribute spiders, shim. Spider is kind of a very, line or something. When the mantra heard, it seemed like a spider, if of course spider web is very small, but like a silk or silk or something, sticking on those, each of those people who go in one direction, and immediately sees. And then it's interesting. It's a kind of, and then also, we did, Rupa Masandara mantra practice on the coming few days, and then we did something. And then I have this faith towards this. But I think in the dream, in working that way, then I think in a what's it called, in Tibetan way, they said bardo, or intermediate state of a dying process. I think if you can remember some good representing something good, then it must be very good to liberate one's mind or something to high on, or you know, to something good energy or something. I think it's a effective kind of way, based on faith, I think.
And so we should be undeterred by harshness through the influence of youth and habit, even in contemporary with those whose learning structure is the hearts.
And this is if we are able to habituate something in good influence through the influence of a user and a habit. Habits, good and bad, or all habits, including Dharma practice, also some kind of good habits, and they started, and eventually you could go beyond this kind of a strong and ignorance is one habit, then the kind of eliminate ignorance is another habit, you can say. So this take practice. And so similarly, if someone have a afraid of boxing, and after you train, you maybe become like the once in a while you have to do something boxing, otherwise you're not to be, you still wanted to do that exercise.
I'm sorry, what was that word?
Boxing.
Oh, I see.
Normally people are afraid of any kind of physical attack. But once people get used to it, there's no problem at all. And also, this of course is not saying about boxing or Pongotan syndrome. There is a people who are afraid of standing high ground or high, like a building, what's it be?
Afraid of heights?
Yeah. Afraid of heights.
Okay.
This also can be overcome by habits. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit sometimes, not strong, but if I stand on a cliff or something very deep, then
a little bit.
Natural. You don't feel not safe. Yes. And then here was especially saying any people who not practice in special these paths, as a normal sentient being, is exchange self and others, you're kind of exchanging all good qualities and anything good towards others, and then take others' negative things, something it's unusual and not comfortable, and they're not willing to do, but not willing to hear. So people, it's here said, terrified, when people say practice, even not to actually do much, but practice of this self and others exchange, then felt uncomfortable. That is not I want. People want to gain something, not lose. So in that sense, people felt this teaching are not relevant to me and as a selfish person. And then it said, after you practice this for a while, and for maybe longer time, then even you wonder when you decide to become a selfish person, it's difficult. You say, or you want to stop helping, but it's very difficult. You think that is you still missing that kind of wanted to practice this, and it's sort of like people, two people fighting or something harder. Or not fighting, but they feel scared each other. And then gradually they become friends, and then they're kind of good friends. And then one died or one is not absent, the other are missing this friend. Similarly, the habituation become like changing the way of doing things, and then and then you don't practice, or you don't see, or you don't cultivate that altruistic needs, then you don't, or you feel uncomfortable, or you're still missing that part of practice. So it's a quite a good practice. You know, Vajrayana practice, there are a lot of those special trainings sometimes use kind of emotion, and also you can say all basic kind of qualities, even those desire or hatred or fear, these become part of the enlightenment. These practices are more in the Vajrayana practice. It's called the navy lines. Navy lines or something.
Navy
is kind of an army, right?
Yes.
Sea lines.
Sea lines.
Yes, sea lines. No.
Navy seals.
Navy seals. Yes. It said that kind of practice. They are tough practice. And similarly, in the path to enlightenment, also there's a kind of challenging kind of way of a practice. Yes. And then this is not that difficult, but relatively also not easy to practice. If you wanted to improve yourself, then said self and others exchanging this practice also very, very kind of rapidly changing one's quality and the way of thinking. This is considered as a secret mystery. And this embrace of a secret mystery. And then, because of our attachment to our body, even little things harm, alarm us. This body burning in a source of so much terror, which we would not detest it as the worst of our foes. And this is, as we said before, because we have this human form or body of ourselves, and generally, we think when we say who we are, we're pointing to this physical body. And then this way, this body will make us so many, it's a very deeply related, deeply kind of connected. Thoughts and emotion rises from because of this body. If you become sick or something, you immediately can affect mentally or emotionally. That's natural. And it's also too, some people because of the physical appearance, they have a good and bad, or like or dislike, many judgment comes to our body. And anybody, any kind of situation, people harm us for harming this body, or disrespect to this body, then we feel sad and then anger. We feel angry. This happens. So, in the practice of exchanging self and others, if we have a very strong one direction, one-sided, strong attachment, then it's very difficult to exchange self and others' position And then this Nanchimba, one great master, he said, there's so many sufferings root to them in this body, and so many afflicted emotions rises from because of this body. You're satisfied or dissatisfied, the main reason. So if you run practice, it's kind of a not captured or imprisonment of the wrong body. You just can only, you have to carry this body with you all the lifetime, from birth to the end. But you are not this body, because as we said, mind streams continues. When we say samsara or life after life, we are not talking about this physical body. They will perish or decay or something. But mind stream, there is a inner awareness or something, it's a luminous kind of mind. It's moment of now. You can immediately, freshly, you can see, you can hear, you can think of the inner things. So this kind of mind continues. So not this physical body. So when we say, if we have to point him out roughly ourselves, me or I, we should say this luminous ground of mind or subtle mind that is kind of continuous, that continuation of that total pure mind. It's not this body, but because not many people, not many people are aware of the mental itself deeply. The subtle mind is not very clear for people without kind of training or something. Then we have to more roughly point out this body as a me and ourself. Then based on this body, if we rise so many emotions, and then some this way, no, even young people, many people, of course, wanted to appear as a healthy or good-looking appearance. Then, if we think this body is ourselves, then we kind of over requesting our body. And then sometimes it even happens, kind of take money risk to do extreme kind of training to the body, or extreme hunger, fasting too much, so people will want to skinny, then they'll do something extreme. Or so many surgeries also, sometimes also there's a good side and bad side. Surgery, generally, we are not saying you can do or cannot do this up to oneself, but because of this dissatisfaction or not insecurity, brain brought from social culture, and people have a, because love oneself, but we can become old age, and we kind of many people, because generally we have more wrinkles than they have a low self-esteem, or is not confident or something. These are unnecessary, because it's a kind of a natural law of the nature, and we should cherish the body all the time, because no one stay young forever. So any age is acceptable, so it's fair for all people. Reaching to whatever. Yes.
Wishing to relieve our body's ills, our hungry mouths, the dryness of our throats, we steal the lives of fishes, birds, and deer, and lie in wait along the road.
We said, more of a professor, we have to buy many products, but animal products, and to make cosmic kind of decorate our body, or we have to wear many skin or fur, animal from animal. And we also kill for meat for many sentient beings. And the one, I think, in Xinjiang, one person said, one year they killed 80 or something, cow in an open restaurant. And then there's kind of almost, kind of each 3-4 something days they kill one. I think, people who don't think karma or something, it's not much feeling, or it's, they're very hardworking and even boss or something, good job like that. But if you think more, people are not purely kind of most of people, we are not divine, or it's kind of from heaven, angel or something to see this, it's people killing for food, it's normal. But if you think more, as one teacher said, he will also eat many food and meat. And one time he had a surgery. And then I think the medicine doesn't work very much, didn't work very well, and opened his kind of a belly or somewhere. And then that's pain made him kind of remember permanent kind of scar as a mark. Said, "Oh, it's a terrible kind of." I felt my whole organ took away some kind of a pain, very painful. And then after that, he stopped eating kind of food, the meat. He said, and then when we healed, recovered, and then he saw only a very small kind of cut. And then it's just very, very difficult. And then we have an animal dying, some chop their head, or sometimes it's kind of not using sharp knife. In Tibet, we use suffocate animals. No one, almost no one is using another technique or to cut nail. It's a very fast way to not, I let animal not feel much. It's I know which position I should cut it. It's making the first with a skull, and then in the first spine part, there between there is a kind of a bigger or a little bit open or something, and then you cut and then the nails cut down nail channels. And then immediately they are kind of, otherwise they will kick in and, like open mouth, the ear, or they're not ear, eyes, or some die in 15 minutes, or some 10 minutes, 5 minutes, different, some even maybe 20 minutes. Suffocate, more, I think 5, 7 minutes, they could die. The tight use, well, I think it happens, same thing in, what's that called? Eskimo, some deer render, deer harvest. They're also doing the same thing, I found. I think in other many Islamic tradition or this area often they cut, use knife to cut them. And then I think in the US or other places there are many ways, but one is electric shock or something on the head. So many things, but yeah, so then we only eat big animal, like sheep is most the small one. Then yak, that's like a, or some people hunting deers or this. But in some area, all life is eatable. And we don't eat brain, but some places they eat brain. They said, please, Life, fishes, birds, and the deer. I don't know what it is, and working along the road, or living up on the dryness or thirst. I think maybe we're too late to explain, but the one said to wait along the road, along the road means waiting for these animals, migrating or something to kill. That's very true. But you can say also some people kind of robbery or stealing people who have doing business, like Channel used to be very famous, like Circle Road or something. There are many famous robberies waiting for business people, caravan or something, go spy, and then they attack. And then these, especially killing these, if we confess or purify it, then karma can be accumulated and also can be purified. So this is up to oneself to kind of to think the opposite thing. Used to kill, then now kind of release animal or protect. And then these. Otherwise, I say the karma is not natural law. Won't be wrong. Any karmic kind of seeds or anything you do, very slight database, like a computer database we already have in our consciousness. Seventh consciousness, eighth consciousness, eighth special storage consciousness. Any movement or slight kind of thinking, just mental thinking, or kind of have something mark. And there's a consequence of those. And those animals who killed, they even don't know kind of many things, but they were running away, running for their life, and sometimes fighting back, or sometimes you can see they try to kind of avoid the suffering, and then they also have their consciousness. Really, they're not always like this form. So once harm or create something negative consequences, there is this tie between those two characters. So if there is a karmic consequences in the future too. And then, now continue, please.
And for the sake of profit and position, some there are who either kill their parents or steal what has been offered to the triple gem, because of which they'll burn in hell of unrelenting pain.
This is also in Buddha's his own time, people who attack their parents because of seeking for the position. One is Ajita Shatru, I think. He is a very famous king who jailed his father, Pimpisara king, and he died hungry in the prison. And eventually this Ajita Shatru, he also suffered a lot. They have some special illness, cannot treat by local doctors. But the one doctor said, you should ask Buddha. He's he has a lot of power and miracle, and he's a kind of spring, kind of unsurpassable kind of beings. And then he invited Buddha and then said, you should do this and that. Eventually become student of Buddha. His skin kind of problems and bothered him very much, but eventually also do so. So, and then also another king, Satyavahara, that is a friend of Nagarjuna. He has a son, and they also killed his father by, for that kind of position or something. One collective sutra, that I think that maybe not, I may say not exactly translation name, but it's a great collection of a sutra, I think it is. They said, people who stole sangha kind of possessions, and then harming their parents and enlightened beings, these are kind of very negative. There is a very negative consequences of that. Because of that, these are the kind of kindness of to you, and kind of a righteous kind of way to go, or something. Harming, those can be indirectly harm others, many people, in benefiting others, or because of they have a very kind of position to their life. So the parents and teacher, these are, in any tradition, I think, have more respect.
Where are the wise and prudent then, who cherish, guard, and serve the body, who not perceive it as their fault, and their fault regard it with contempt?
Oh yes, then it's a said wise people as we said before, why we Buddhists can often be in the same not important of this body, and you should even kind of hatred yourself or something. This body creates so many problems, and then it's, and one side also said the body is mandala, or you should protect. There are many levels of teachings and understanding, way of understanding this. But when you level of practice, kind of self and others exchange these, then we should practice of more focusing on these body are not. Because we have so much attachment. So attachment raises anger, and if you offensive or defense, these kind of emotion easily trick. So within the slides, if somebody say, oh, your skin or you're kind of not tall enough, or how your kind of shape of body is not kind of a very good condition or something, then people may remember a month or this worse. Even after you said, oh, last year you said this to me. Maybe say, so body, it's great, because we think this is ourself. So then we can have a very strong attachment to fix the kind of identity there. Right, so in Buddhist practice, or these, I think maybe other practice, they may have this tradition too, but say, often, not everyone, so many people also make fun of themselves and very open-minded and humorous and always laughing, and they know very much. They know themselves very well, and very kind of a happy mood, these also exist. But in some cases, even small kids, if you say you are not, you are ugly or something, they'll cry out or something, press out or something. You can see attachment is from very, very early age, very strong. So this practice, even when you think of, we kind of said this, and we read, and then we think, it may not help much, but for some people, very helpful. They said, thoughtful people. You think these are not kind of throwaway, something meaningless words, and then just kind of not much meaning or benefit. But Buddha, he said, oh, I only, important thing, I only tell you 3 times. If you 3 times didn't catch it, or you didn't really want to take it, then I tell 4 times you won't take it anyway. Then it's important kind of practice of this mentioned before and here also too. Said the body when we guard and cherish and serve this body, we do this, but in kind of understanding their more kind of proper or fully understand how this body and the relation of mind and the physical body is important. And then if you take you have to feed this body and not make yourself sick or something. But same time, also when you feel very uncomfortable by misunderstanding or by others' judgment, they say wise people won't easily judge others, and also you won't take much easily to others' kind of criticize or judgment. So you have your own kind of full understand of this situation. And then, so some people may easily think, if I give this to other people or help in this way, and what I have left, and how much I have, and then you said, if this strong becomes stronger, then you want slight help also difficult. Because people need all, increase the wealth and all forever, like forever young, forever rich. you have to, that's why many people possess, even some people collecting, and they come, they're full of the room, in kind of not many valuable things put in the room, and they have a very narrow kind of place for living. And this happens, so I think you have a possessing or sense of ownership or own something. These are very strong. And so, in this set, if this kind of continue going on, future will be in a hungry ghost kind of a situation. Kind of too much in self and this stage, or I don't know, maybe it's a kind of a possess own kind of very strong, then you're always not satisfied what you have. And also all further envy people who own more. And also, when you own something, you may be temporarily satisfied, but eventually those satisfied time will be very short, relatively short. And then you don't satisfy. Those quantity or qualities continues, then only hungry ghost suitable being become like that, then searching forever or something. And then, of course, we say, think this is a bad thing. And then next said, oh, we should practice opposite. Said, oh, if I consume or use this much, and what others can benefit others, or help, want to help, if you eat or food sharing, say, oh, I eat, or how others, what others eat, or something. And food waste is very big issue, global issue. And then if some organization we met, I met in Portugal, and they are feeding every day, I think, more than 10,000 something people in those few cities, Spain and Portugal area. And then I think it's very useful. I asked them how you buy those food, and then they said most is given by factories, food factories, and the business people. They have a kind of expire date. Before that happens, they were taking the one, in that moment of that day, they were kind of giving away all people. They don't save for a few days later, something like that. So within 24 hours, they want to try to kind of send to the hand of needs. And then in one sutra, it said karmic difference of it's Buddha said about karma, how karma works and what is the concept of karma. Karma is action, mental, physical, and verbal action is called this or karma. And then karmic image, it means when you have habituated in some kind of mental qualities or specialist, there was a not special mental habituation, I think it's a mental habituation accumulated further. Habits in more in some kind of directions, or whether it's anger or greed or anything, then you are more toward the environment of those. For example, if we said, if I'm I want to eat food, my desire really it's about the food. Then I may have a more kind of a wanting to go different restaurant or eat a variety of food, even a food tour or join those. Sometimes I also watch a food program, but this kind of happens. If you want to fight or something like a boxing, as we said before, then we may have a more tendency to watch fighting, or he wanted to hear something, the consequence of the fighting going on between people, or who win, who lose, even maybe not the war zone of fighting, but maybe basketball or sports kind of against one or the other, or group of two. These are more stronger, and then when they fight, or they'll competition very strong, then you raise some anger or supporting one side and be angry towards other side. Maybe these are light or strong, depends on individual, but these are too strong, too emotional, and sometimes they're kind of football gangsters, or as this happens, then it's not because of a habituation, their karmic image towards their one karmic image is more focusing on those actions. And then in the future, reborn again and again, there were more kind of in those environmental fighting and difficult. And then it's a it's a we should so how we kind of towards the good karma. It's said we should read closer towards practitioners who are possessing, they have a good knowledge of virtuous deeds. And then also if you yourself kind of encourage yourself to do something good and stop being kind of negative habituation, and then how you define or how you know what is good and bad, of course there will be more studies required, but generally said, if you consider other people and also make in a positive way to happier kind of environment, make it happier of others' mind, not disturbing, then it's a good. And the continual, of course, mental, speech, and mind, the virtues are, there are so many needs of talking about these, like six parameters. Generosity, self-discipline, and diligence, and patience, diligence, and meditation, and wisdom. There are more kind of aspiration and the rest, like sometimes count as a 10 parameters, sometimes it's 6. Before enlightenment, even when you are kind of further, if we have to return as a form of deva or devi or human beings, still in a happy or prosperous situation in the future. I think one story from Richumba, Milarepa, it's famous, and his student Richumba. It said Richumba more knowledgeable than his teacher, Milarepa. Milarepa, I think, barely maybe write or something. Reading, I think, maybe, but writing is difficult for him. And then, because he didn't really tend to go to school or something. But the enlightened one is Milarepa. And then once his student, more elegant and then physical appear very handsome. And then he went with his master towards a village to do something, dharma practice or this. But people are willing to listen and giving offering things towards his student than this master. Master looking like very skinny and then poor looking kind of. And then Richumba said, maybe I myself, if I go by myself, it's much better. With this master, it's more kind of, heavy burden for me. And then he went to Lhasa and married somebody, and then Milarepa also went to his village, cave. And after a while, the Richumba, Milarepa went to, as they heard this Richumba didn't go well. And then he went to, as of course, he said somebody, maybe he saw or sometimes he said played discipline miracle or something. But anyway, somebody asking beggar went to Richumba's house and then said to do something for kind of generous the giving. And then Richumba is quite poor, but he took his turquoise when only left, said, oh, this is a pool I had, so you should take it. And then, Milarepa, when they meet again, he mentioned this, said, you are still, because of your practice, even you are in a bad shape or difficult position, but environment, but you still have a generous kind of a, if practice didn't fully kind of annihilate, ignore to those practice. And then, Vichanda also, after some family fighting or something, and he become kind of student again to follow his cave and then practice. Which has a biography, maybe you, in English, also too, quite famous one, with his teacher, and sometimes there's some little bit struggle, and he also went to India to meet many good practitioners and receive teachings, but also there are a lot of difficult and sometimes facing challenges of different life, robberies or many things, robber. And then he eventually become a very good practitioner. So this is If not serve myself, I harm another, I shall suffer later in the realm of hell. But if for others' sake I harm myself, then every accident will be my heritage. So I said, because if you cannot help, generally, you say, maybe it may, could be many reasons, but one reason is too much self. Sometimes it's no self-esteem, there is a self. It's you, doesn't matter you kind of low or kind of disturbed by self, low self-esteem, or self-proudness, or self-centeredness, or the selfish kind of tendency. These are often related to kind of who, how we, our perception of the self, very important to become. If you harm others, if they even killing them, these will, in future, maybe, not maybe, but if later in future will suffer in hell. And if we help, but temporarily you have some kind of a difficult or something, you have to take responsibility of this and that, this said, but eventually you, things are become your good for yourself or good deeds, or you can say something you won't regret. Where he said, because of the happiness, you reach enlightenment, or you kind of become in the future better and better. If no self, we go dark and dark. Based on said, many people have this experience, they can do something to help others, then they feel meaningful and satisfied. If one do something good to themselves, temporarily they may be happy also, if you're successful or something self-motivated kind of activities. But more and more when they're much, no much meaning. And then, for others, maybe when you are tired or something, but you, when you're serving, of course, not easy, but when you look back, you are more kind of long-lasting kind of satisfactions or meanings there. So in Buddhist practice, generally, if you say meaning for life, it's saying about help others and make yourself more meaningful. harming others make oneself more kind of difficult to face in oneself. This way happens when did something. People have a guilty feeling because they can judge what is good and bad, what is wrong and right. Then if you help others, then you have a more kind of a bright inner mind. And then from practice point of view, if one can open up their mind, not sticking into trouble or situation, or too much self-attachment, then the helping others are a great way to kind of achieve that kind of a state of mind of open and help others accumulate, we said, the quality of a self and others equal, or the help others are more important as kind of a more bodhisattva kind of a way of doing things. So in the beginning, of course, self is more important, others may be less for some people. But after visiting and practicing more and more, we can open up to love just the single self towards all sentient beings, entire limitless sentient beings. It's possible. Even we don't know each one of individual, but if you do through the practice, say, I will, in your aspiration, all sentient beings are as a concept. How you know you can really genuinely kind of want to help all sentient beings, then you will see people who you close, or some people are not close, you know, some people are dislike you, or even have some bad memories past you. All of those peers in engaging with those people, you still with the thinking about how to help in or how to benefit those sentient beings, or those friends or people, then you have some kind of equal altruistic, unconditional love towards others. Temporarily, maybe some people will say something difficult, then you may be angry, but in the deeper level, you're always thinking about how you can help them to kind of make them more happy or secure, or you can say long-term, of course, in Buddhism, how you can help them to realize the inner truth or enlightened for them, enlightenment. Yes, and then continue, please.
Wanting what is best for me, stupidity, inferiority, and lower realms result. Let this be changed, applied to others. Honors and the realms of bliss will come.
Continue one more. Continue with one more, please.
Enslaving others, forcing them to serve me, I will come to know the state of servitude. But if I labor for the good of others, mastery and leadership will come to me.
Mm-hmm. And then these are the said all oneself. Everybody have a kind of self as a secular, or you can say normal sentient being, ignorant sentient beings, that self-importance or self-centeredness or this are commonly seen. It's common experience. But as I said, if you reason this kind of a more short-sighted behaviors, then even in a relative world to do some successful kind of a businessman or kind of a politicians, you have to have a kind of a real genuine mind, or help others thinking about the people, or even in your community, you're representing something, you should consider their kind of a good and their gain and knows the maybe happy and sad situation, you should so respect others, and then to in some level to say love or care them, then this is a kind of a you mention it. If your father and mother are very important towards their kids, because they respect their father or mother due to their kind of a hard job working for them. And similarly, if a friend or friends or company or something you working, you should kind of respect the people who in working for that company for survive and kind of having product good service, produce good products or good servants for good quality of service, very important. Oneself maybe too self-centered, then nobody like them, nobody respect, this happens. And then also said, it's a karmic law, that the ones who serve others, they should kind of become, it's political structure working in this way, generally in freedom. Even in, we can say, dictatorship kind of system, they still have people who doing good things, they're marking their history, and that this person graduated from this school and did this and that, and then they based on their kind of contribute towards some very field and the work, and then they give them improve their position, or these are very systematic, very detailed. It's not the same dictatorship. They don't have any kind of a management system, and they're stupid. They don't cannot run country in that chaos. So it's a very in the ancient time. It's like that, not only now, but very ancient time. Let's say. I think in China also these when you become officer or something, government people, you have to take a test, right? Test. Kuchi Koshu. Yes. Then it's said, one is their kind of a capability for working. These, I think, doing that. And, I don't know. I think maybe there is a, even today we don't have a moral system to check other people, but it's a kind of a media or people, how people say this person, or the reputation, I think, really, reputation is to, in kind of a moral regulation or something like that. So people who are really genuinely working in the office or field or connect in their own field, they're working higher, tirelessly working, then they will be higher, they're giving them a higher position, or they know that because of their profession is very, so they know that field of work very well, then they become professional people. These. So it's generally said, if you want to go higher from lower, if you go far from here, if you want to become kind of a position of higher or something, it's not for yourself, but if you generally working for others, you naturally become that important kind of position. And then, this famous quotation here, we should often remember. Yes, please.
All the joy the world contains
has come from wishing happiness for others. All the misery the world contains has come through wanting pleasure for oneself.
So it's a very beautiful kind of words. And then I think generally we think, if you think, that's very true. And along 8 verses of training the mind, they said, all failures and kind of other same. Disadvantages or something, bad things have, I will take it. And then I want to give other people the benefit and victory and offer them these benefit and victories. And then other kind of practice also said, all misery is a similar kind of verses. Sufferings, these are because of too much focus on the self. And then enlightenment, this happens because of altruistic kind of deeds or mind of seeking kind of help, of willing to help others. So the enlightenment, which enlightenment occurs. I think these maybe often kind of reading and often with meditation, then it's more useful, more helpful. And then once we kind of reading, these are those gain wisdom and blessing. And then we cultivate and thinking, then we gain another layer of kind of meaning and habituate more deeper with us. And then with the determination, decision, you kind of willingly do kind of as much as you can in this way, that make a decision. And then eventually more deeper habituate naturally. You don't have to think much, but you become like that. It's like so memory, there's a long and short memory, maybe longer memory, said then eventually become one cell or something like scientific words, I don't know, become your own cell of altruistic cells. Then it's just thinking.
Is there need for lengthy explanation? Cherish beings look out for themselves. Buddhas labor for food and wonders. See the difference that divides them.
Well, this is a resultant thing, kind of said. We don't need more kind of explanation, but more selfish kind of sentient beings still left in samsara. And like Buddha, his past life and the many sutras and teaching how Buddha has many, many lives. And then it's said 500 lives in there are more, of course, but the one is, but in his 500 aspirations, and then each of the story, how he kind of little by little increase his ability to show compassion towards others and then doing something to, and then he eventually become Buddha. And then result is his enlightenment and become all my quality of mind and then this. So it's a kind of strong words, but they can be said, childish beings, yes, kind of harden, work hard for their own, happiness, but, they gain little, and then these gain little also transform into suffering, this happens. And, enlightened beings, before their enlightenment, they are permanently kind of diligently working for sentient beings, helping sentient beings. In the end, they help others and also they kind of enlighten themselves and reach nirvana. So it's that if you interexchange others' happiness and sadness, people generally can say we have a, we don't need to have a Buddhist kind of practice or other religion or philosophical teachings, but we have these genuine kind of a condition. We have the same kind of a many situation, I think. Well, we can say common experience, common sense, we have these less harming others, it's important. But based on the selfish kind of twist in the mind, and then more child can be more pure, maybe. An adult religious something concept or some kind of more emotional kind of struggle or the competition or the idealism, the communism or anything like something idealism, you believe fighting or struggle or something, then this common sense were kind of missing. We don't have a compassion towards sentient being. Even we are happy, some people are suffering or dying or something. This could happen. So it's the cultivation of these are very important. Enhance or increase of basic goodness. We find out our basic goodness and then recovering or renaissance ourself. We say, oh, we have a marvelous kind of capability to reach enlightenment, this potential. And also our basic human nature, these are good. And it's and also with these, like your seeds put in good soil and watering or good the sun or warm temperature, then they will raise healthy kind of result. Similarly, these good teachings are very important for increase our, embrace our mind, the good qualities. Mm-hmm. And then I think we already said many times in Garland Flower of Sutra of Garland Flower, there's a verse said, because of human sentient beings has who can generate compassion. With the compassion, they kind of increase the birth of birth, like bodhicitta. Because of bodhicitta, then we like the fruition is the enlightenment. And then there is a story also said, one mother and a daughter crossing, try to use a boat to cross the Ganges River. And then the boat is bad, old kind of boat leaking, and then they will sink into river, and both dead. And before the dead, they are trying to help each other. Then mother thought, if I die, it's okay, but I'll try to make my daughter survive. And daughter also thinking the other say bound. And then both dead, but because of the motivation, they said, reborn in, one kind of a heaven, one heaven called, some similar name of Brahman, something in one layer of, not high, too high, but one layer of, one level of, heaven, it's very, very good already. The result of the motivation. Maybe we until 4 o'clock, or we should
stop. 3:30.
Maybe we should stop now. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
We started a little late.
Yes, yes.
So stop.
We can go maybe two more, please.
Okay.
Yes. Gashi Guru. Karadula. Oh, no. Maybe in future lives outside the reckoning, maybe this life's needs are not fulfilled. The servants do not do their work, and the masters do not pay the wages. And then I'll read more. Casting far away abundant joys that may be gained in this future lives because of bringing harm to other beings, I ignorantly bring myself intolerable. Then he said, if you are not willingly kind of help others or work for others, even difficult to make this life happy. If you say enlightenment, forget about it, and then future lives, not much about consider about those things. And then if you say, oh, I'm only working for or living for this life, rest I don't care. Then they said, if you have your own business, you have to work for your customers. If you are employed by somebody, then you have to kind of work for your salary. If you don't really kind of fulfill your employer's kind of wish, then even the salary won't pay you or something. You don't get the salary to enjoy your kind of you don't have the money for yourself. That means we are working for each other, even indirectly or directly. But if you are in a good aspiration, then you work very happy, where even you are paying the same thing, but some people are blaming and they're not happy mood for working and they're always thinking not working too much. But some people working with good quality and responsible for their work and customer or things, and with a good aspiration, they are kind of more healthy. They bring more healthy environment towards a co-worker and the maybe owners or these also too. So the motivation make very difference, big differences. I think we will stop in 132 maybe. Best in the future, next week. We can mark 133, I didn't explain yet. Thank you very much. Dedication prayers.
Mm-hmm.
As the courageous magician in the show, and just like Shamada Baba as well, I now dedicate all the search, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a certain, by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate to this purpose and this world. By this merit, may all pay omniscience and defeat the enemy, wrongdoing, through the stormy waves of earth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. There is a threshold. May all beings complete the professions of merit and wisdom, and the dream to sacrifice that arises from merit and wisdom. Through the discernments, may all beings be defeated, and thereby may the enemy and defilement be overcome. May Yes, the bird rejoices in sun, which is troubled by waves of earth, old age, physics, and